Clara sighed. Yes, but isn't that all part of the... Hold on. A what? Say that again. You heard me perfectly well. Yes, but I was hoping you were exaggerating for effect. The doctor raised an eyebrow. I'll have you know, Clara, that I never exaggerate for effect. Hmm, said Clara noncommittally. It was approaching the end of the day and the light was beginning to wane. She couldn't see anything out of the ordinary, certainly nothing that looked like a corpse. She hoped it would remain that way. Over here, said the doctor, turning on the spot and waving for her to follow. Hesitantly, she did. He was right, of course. There was a body lying in the tall grass at the foot of a gnarly oak tree, booted feet jutting out like malformed roots. A quick glance told her the man was a soldier, dressed in a loose-fitting leather jerkin with a scabbarded sword hanging from his belt. He had shaggy, unkempt hair and wore an impressive moustache. The doctor dropped to a crouch, running his sonic screwdriver over the man's head and chest, while Clara stood to one side, trying not to stare. Is he definitely dead, then? Nothing we can do to help, she said. Nothing, said the doctor. There was a hint of sadness in his voice, despite his earlier bravado. But look at this, he indicated a series of small round marks on the man's forehead and temples. The skin around each one was puckered and red. They look like burns, said Clara, grimacing. Is that what killed him? I can't see any other wounds. I don't know, said the doctor. But it's hardly normal, is it? Things rarely are where you're concerned. The doctor glanced up at her, frowning. You know I dislike compliments, Clara. She resisted rolling her eyes. So, is it him? Oh, yes, definitely him. Who? Said Clara. I've no idea. But you said it was him. I'm many things, Clara, but a mind reader I'm not. I haven't the foggiest idea who you're talking about. I mean, is he the man who summoned us here? A Winter? Well, how should I know? He spread his arms in exasperation. Does he look like a Winter? Clara pondered this for a moment. Well, he does a bit. He has the right sort of nose, don't you think? I think if it is the Winter who, as you put it, summoned us here, then he has no further need of our services and we can be on our way. He straightened up, sliding his sonic screwdriver into the top pocket of his jacket. Doctor, we're not leaving. Well, you're welcome to stay. Doctor. Oh, you're not going to do that schoolteacher thing again, are you? There was a sudden crash from the undergrowth, and they both looked round to see a group of three men come bursting through the woods into the grove. They were dressed in similar fashion to the dead man, with leather jerkins, colourful red and blue tunics, and what Clara considered to be an excess of facial hair. When they spotted the doctor crouching over the body of their colleague, they advanced toward him, swords drawn. The man at the front pointed the tip of his blade in the doctor's direction. Hold where you are, you murderous dog! Oh, great, muttered the doctor, rolling his eyes. Here we go again. He stood, causing the soldiers to abruptly halt their advance, as if they were expecting him to suddenly produce a sword of his own and mount an impassioned defence. Instead, the doctor simply held his arms out in a placatory fashion and stood his ground. His expression, however, was far from accommodating. Even a cursory examination will prove that this man has been dead for some hours. We, on the other hand, have only just arrived. You know this to be true, as you were no doubt alerted by the sound of our arrival. Ergo, neither I nor my friend is the murderous dog you're looking for. He narrowed his eyes. And I have to say I don't think very much of your tone, or your moustache. The lead soldier stared at him for a moment, as if trying to fathom his words. I think what he's trying to say, said Clara, pointing at the dead man, is that we didn't kill him. The lead soldier glanced at her and bared his teeth in a grotesque leer. You will come with us as our prisoners, and you will give account of yourselves.